I used to think of this strong divide between rich and poor. I thought that you could be one of two things. You could be rich with a big house, a full fridge, and all the latest gadgets, or you could be poor without a roof over your head and struggling to afford food. When I was in primary school, I remember bringing in tinned soups for the Vinnie's winter appeal. I asked my mum how the recipients would be able to heat up the soup without a stove or microwave, as if being poor was synonymous only with living on the streets with all your possessions in one big garbage bag. Sure, this is the reality for many, but over the years I realised that poverty takes many forms. The homeless men that I saw at Central Station were poor. The starving children in Africa were poor, but perhaps poverty was also much closer to home than I ever thought. I guess I always equated poverty with sadness. So when I visited India to conduct a photojournalism project in 2012, I was challenged with my narrow Western interpretation of poverty. I arrived in India thinking that it was the responsibility of the rich to give to the poor. I naively put myself in the rich box and the slum dwellers in the poor box. So, when I accompanied a 13-year-old girl for her photojournalism project in the slum she grew up in, I was challenged by what I saw and what I felt. I witnessed a generosity of spirit that was far bigger and richer than anything I'd seen at home. I witnessed an inner peace and contentment far deeper than anything I knew was possible. I witnessed simple living conditions and illness caused by poor sanitary arrangements and overcrowded dwellings. But for the first time, the strong divide between rich and poor didn't seem so clear-cut. Fast forward a few years, and I commenced a social work degree. I jumped at the opportunity to do some weekend work in youth residential care to build my experience in the field. The residential care homes were made up of young people from traumatic backgrounds, with youth workers caring for the young people on a rotating basis. The first house I ever worked at was beautiful, with a white picket fence, a well-maintained garden, and a ceramic plate beside the front door that read, "Home Sweet Home." Everything about the house read wealth, but when the graffiti on the bedroom window caught my eye, along with an engraving on the wood panelling that read, "Go to Hell," the home suddenly became a little less sweet. The children in these houses have all the material items they need, but with rotating carers coming in and out of the house, it was far from a home. Home for these children is living with their families, but for reasons such as drug addiction and crime, they simply can't. It hurts them like crazy, and this plays out in their behaviours and their mental health. Despite the facade of the white picket fence and the fact that they're living in homes with Xboxes and fully stocked fridges, in their heart of hearts, these young people are poor and hurting. We live in an affluent society with a welfare system that ensures even children from the most disadvantaged families are not on the streets. But all the money and material possessions in the world don't solve the issue of poverty. I have spent the last 4 years working at Catholic Care, first in our Diocese of Broken Bay and for the last few years in the Archdiocese of Sydney. One of the most beautiful and inspiring things I have seen are the foster carers who devote their lives to providing safe homes and predictability for children who can't live with their parents. Good foster carers mean that children don't have to enter group homes. I think of a foster couple I met through my work at Catholic Care. They were the most incredible couple who endured 20 years of sleepless nights looking after newborn babies in need of a safe home. Baby after baby, they provided love, warmth, and nourishment. As a new mum, I know that looking after a newborn isn't always easy. If life for this couple was all about the pursuit of comfort, these babies wouldn't have a home. In a sense, they have entered into self-denial and given up their own personal comforts so that the children in their care might experience a richness and fullness of life. There is no clear divide between rich and poor, and there is no clear relationship between wealth and happiness or poverty and sadness. In the Gospels, we are told, quite radically, to deny ourselves of the comforts of this world, to accept whatever suffering we are facing, and to follow Jesus. Poverty, in many ways, is part and parcel of the Christian life. As we deny ourselves of the traditional comforts of this world, like the foster carers I met through Catholic Care, God meets us there and fills us with the fullness and richness that we dream of.